Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen on 1320 WILS. The foreclosures continue to sweep through Michigan as tens of thousands of families are unable to keep up with mortgage payments. But one family in Southgate demonstrating and refusing to be evicted from their home, part of the movement called Occupy Our Homes. That family is Robert and Debbie Henry, and they both join me now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So you're facing a situation that's unfortunately familiar to many Michiganders. So first tell me, how long have you lived in your home, and how did you and your husband end up facing a foreclosure situation?
We lived here 7 years. We lived here since 2004. And I lost my job, and then I had a stroke, and we were facing, you know, foreclosure. Well, then they decided to modify it in 2009. We paid for 11 months, and then May of 2010, they sent our check back. And then in August of 2010, Trot & Trot, which are lawyers for Bank of America and Fannie Mae, they sent us an acceleration notice, and to reinstate a loan, it would be $34,000. Well, then they said that there was going to be a sheriff's sale on December 1st. But before we got the sheriff's sale, we got a letter for a modification. So we called them and told them we were interested in the modification, Bank of America, but nobody would take our calls. We called all the way till April. Nobody took our calls. But yet somebody in their office, loan officers or some of their eviction people, they decided to keep calling us and tell us we were late in our payment. We weren't late in our payment because we didn't have one.
I see. Now, let me clarify then, Robert. So the payments were being made?
Yes, they were.
I see. And so now what was happening at the time? You said you were calling and you were not getting any return calls. Were they simply not acknowledging your desire to bring this issue to a conclusion?
Well, after we paid the initial 10 months on the modification and they stopped it, then they sent us another application for another modification in November. That's when we began to call them to ask them what was going on. You know, we already paid the trial period, and they stopped it and sent us another one. And when we called them, they said the person we needed to talk to was on vacation, and they would leave a message for them to call us back. And they never did. So from that point on, we began calling them back, and they couldn't give us an answer.
So I just want to clarify, because I guess I'm not fully clear on it. When you talk about modifications being made to the mortgage, were there changes in the payment structure of the mortgage?
Yes, it was originally $1,300 a month, and the loan modification was for $650, which is fine. We could do that no problem.
So they agreed to have you pay $650 a month, essentially, is what you're saying?
Right, $651.88.
Okay, what happens at that point? Because you've got a new agreement and you're making monthly payments from what you're explaining.
Yeah, we were making what they called a trial period before they made it permanent. And like I said, we paid for 10 months. Everyone was on time and no problems. But the last check we sent them in May of 2010, they sent it back to us. They said it was insufficient funds to reinstate the loan.
So, Debbie, tell me, what's happening at this point? I mean, how have they made it clear that the house is going into foreclosure? And have you been able, have even local authorities been interested in helping you out in any way?
Oh, well, it's not into foreclosure now. It's into eviction. As of yesterday, we went to court. They sent us a summons on the 21st of November. After they had already sent us another option from Fannie Mae, then they sent us an eviction notice and went to court yesterday. We had 10 days, but Trot & Trot's lawyer, or, you know, they said we could have another 10 days. And then because there is no foreclosures in Michigan during the holidays, you know, and I mean evictions in, you know, Michigan during the holidays, that they wouldn't do anything until January 2nd.
So at this point, they're holding off on the eviction, but it's still pending. And
oh, yes. No, it's inevitable. It's supposed to be January 2nd.
I'm talking to Debbie and Robert Henry. They are in a home in Southgate, Michigan, although they are now facing eviction, and they're part of this movement called Occupy Our Homes, and they're now demonstrating and holding off. So what is your plan then, to remain in the home until will law enforcement have to come in then at some point? Or?
Yes, we are. We're going to remain here with the Occupy movement and all of our families, and they're going to, you know, we're going to hold hands, we're going to sit down, and we're just going to not be evicted. We hope it won't come to that. We hope that Fannie Mae will call us and say, hey, you know, we want to help you guys, because we would like them to do that. We would like to pay our bills. We would like to pay the house payment of this house, but for the price that it is now, it is not worth $130,000. Well, it's $170,000 now.
So just to clarify, they gave you a trial period. And is their position basically that after the trial period, they decided to reverse back to the previous mortgage level or the payment level, which was $1,300?
Right.
I see. And they did make that at least clear. And
well, they didn't make it clear. They just said they were going to reinstate the loan, but it would be at $34,000.
Do you have any legal representation? I mean, is there anybody involved helping you at this point?
Well, we had a lawyer for, you know, this. And all he did was show up in court. You know, he really supposedly didn't do anything because there was nothing else to do. So we're hoping that Fannie Mae will call us and we'll say, you know. Well, I've got a meeting tomorrow with John Conyers, the representative, you know, of our state. And he wants to meet with me and talk about, you know, what he could do to help us, if he can do anything.
Are you planning for eviction? Do you have plans in case you are removed from the home? Do you know what you'll do next?
No. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know.
Fannie Mae is the entity you're dealing with. Is there any account manager or anyone that's at least willing to talk about the case with you on the phone, or are they're simply not willing to communicate at all?
There's been virtually no communication with Fannie Mae. We got a notice on our front door on November 18th. It was said that this house is now owned by Fannie Mae. And it listed several options, and we were to call the number at the bottom to discuss our options of possibly leasing it, possibly renting it, or possibly buying it. I called the number, and they basically acted like they didn't know what I was talking about and referred me to a person in their eviction department. So I called that number there and got no answer, left a message, no one called back. And then 2 days later, we got the summons to appear in court for eviction.
When you were in court on this matter, I mean, how did the judge address it? Did you let him know that you had been making payments and you had simply not been able to get a hold of anyone at Fannie Mae? So,
the judge never asked us a question.
Yeah, there was no discussion at all. We just had to sign the papers and walk out of court.
Yeah, he never even asked us. He never even asked us our names. I mean, he asked us our names, and he had us raise our right hand. But he never asked us how we felt about it, how, you know, what this was going to do to us, and if we were prepared to do this. You know, you don't get an eviction in 10 days, you know. Usually you wait 30 days. And he just gave us an eviction notice. He was following whatever, you know, their lawyer said.
And now, in terms of what's going to happen, do you have any sense of how the eviction process occurs? I mean, do police officers come in and physically remove you from the house? And do you have your possessions still in the house?
Yes, we do. Yes, and that's what they do. The sheriffs come and they give you 10 minutes to get anything out that you want.
Are you ready to get your things out if that, in fact, happens?
I don't know. We haven't even really thought about it. You know, it's just overwhelming.
Well, it certainly sounds like a very difficult situation, but we'll see what the media attention does to the case. Debbie and Robert Henry, a family living in Southgate, Michigan, now facing eviction right after the holidays, although they are now demonstrating and occupying their home, hoping to find some middle ground with Fannie Mae. Thank you both for joining me.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.